do this.
This is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
I got to tell you, this is my favorite part of the week. I have been really looking forward to getting together with you today here in the MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, cranking up this Lead Slinger's microphone, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. You know, I was speaking with the CEO over there at X the other day, and some just exciting things going to pop real soon. And we're thrilled that they're presenting the show to you today in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's microphone. Huge lineup for you today. Alan Gottlieb for the first half hour of the broadcast, followed by Dr. John Lott. We're going to talk about his Missoula, Montana opinion piece, which is going to open your eyes a little bit, because John just tells it like it is. And then James O'Keefe. Now, if you were listening to the daytime show last week, that's right, James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas. He's 8-0. 8-0. I'll let him explain what that means. But he couldn't buy a gun if you were listening to the show during the week, because the FBI erroneously for 7 years had him on a no-buy list listed as a felon, of which he is not and never has been. Seems the FBI got the message. Sometime after our show aired and a lawsuit and a lots of other attention, the FBI got the message. James O'Keefe will tell us all about it. Then we're going to spend a half hour with Neil McCabe, and we're going to bring Shonto in, as long as he's not too busy, and we're going to talk a little bit about this election. Sean had some amazing things to tell us during the weekday program, and I'm really looking forward to bringing his thoughts to us here on the weekend MonsterCast on over 200 shows. And then, of course, hour three, a complete classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. So buckle in. It's going to be one hell of a show. Let's start with the Ninth Circus. Circus? The Ninth Circus, or is it? Let me start with a piece going back to February 22nd from the Los Angeles Times, and then we're going to go to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When President Trump ticks off his accomplishments since taking office, he frequently mentions his aggressive makeover of a key sector of the federal judiciary, the Circuit Courts of Appeal, where he has appointed 51 judges to lifetime jobs in 3 years. In few places has the effect been felt more powerfully than in the sprawling Ninth Circuit, which covers California and 8 other states. Because of Trump's success in filling vacancies, the San Francisco-based circuit, long dominated by Democrat appointees, has suddenly shifted to the right, with an even more pronounced tilt expected in the years ahead. Trump has now named 10 judges to the Ninth Circuit, more than one-third of its active judges, compared with 7 appointed by President Barack Obama over 8 years. And according to the Ninth Circuit judge Mylon D. Smith Jr., who was an appointee of President George Bush, here's what that judge had to say. Trump has effectively flipped the circuit. That circuit has been no friend to gun owners. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll read from his press release shortly. Alan, how the heck are you?
Well, it's been a pretty good week, Mark. So I think I'm on cloud nine. It's great to get victories like this.
Hey, Alan, you know what's really fun is you and I have been doing this together a long time. We'll go up and down and up and down. 1 week, we just never know what's going to happen. And then we come out, we have a week like this, and I think we're both in agreement that this was one victorious week for gun owners. Let's start with the Ninth Circuit. You heard how the LA Times defined it. Would you like to add anything to what you heard them say?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily 100% flipped. It's pretty close to it. But when you pull these panels for the en banc sessions to review appeals court cases, the problem is that there's 11 judges on it. One is the Chief Justice, who's anti-gun rights, and the other 10 get pulled at random. supposedly at random. I have my doubts sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a given that we now are going to win en banc decisions on Second Amendment issues. But we're back in the ball game thanks to President Trump.
Boy, I'll tell you, and you have been paying very careful attention to this. And, you know, you and I talked prior to the first election, in 2016, about how important the court selections were. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm pretty positive you'll agree with this, but it was the courts and the Supreme Court that were the number one reason we had to pull that lever for Donald Trump in 2016, correct?
Most definitely. And it's paid off for us tremendously in significant court victories all across the country, thanks to President Trump appointing judges. What I liked in this Ninth Circuit case, though, is, well, first of all, we won it at the trial court level. I want to be specific here, it was a California Rifle and Pistol Association case. The Second Amendment Foundation of Firearms Policy Coalition put in an extremely important amicus brief in the appeals court ruling that we just won 2-1. And the Second Amendment Foundation had a similar companion case that was stayed pending this was moving, because this was moving faster. Right. And actually a second companion case, not only a companion case, but a second case stayed that dealt with the redefinition of assault weapons in general. So there's a couple other cases that this impacts already in the Ninth Circuit in California, which I can get into in a little while. But let's talk about this one first.
All right. Listeners, let me bring you up to speed here. Alan and I might be getting ahead of you. We've been following this all week, and we've been a little giddy about this. This was a big deal. In fact, I was actually live on a Facebook stream when the news broke on the 14th that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel, and we're going to ask Alan to break this down for us, the remainder of this segment and the next segment. The Ninth Circuit three-judge panel in the Court of Appeals has found that the magazine ban capacity limit, the high-capacity magazine ban in California, is in fact unconstitutional. And it was a very, very, very strong ruling. The case is the Duncan v. Bashara case, and it was a 66-page majority opinion. So, and there was also scrutiny involved. So, Alan, bring this all together for listeners, would you please? What exactly went down?
Well, the important thing was is the court ruled that it's the core issue. If you limit your magazine capacity, you limit the right of self-defense under the Second Amendment. And it goes right to the core issue, and therefore it should be, for the first time, an appeals court said strict scrutiny. So the government has an overwhelming burden to show that there's, you know, some kind of public interest in saying you can't have more than a 10-round magazine. But more importantly, what I loved in this is because the only place it was argued was in our amicus brief. Basically was the fact that, so-called high-capacity magazines are not dangerous or unusual. And in fact, they've existed. There have been firearms that could fire more than 10 rounds existed before the country was even founded. So this isn't something new that the courts or the legislature is getting involved in. There's a long, long, long history of being able to, you know, have at least 10 bullets in your firearm. The judge also noted from our brief that the majority of magazines now in the United States, particularly in California, based on the research provided in the amicus, hold, you know, more than 10 rounds. And so you basically effectively knock out a significant number of handguns that come with magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. All those things are really, really important. Not dangerous, unusual, commonly owned, been around for a long time in historical analysis. They're not dangerous or unusual, strict scrutiny. And so we're really excited because a number of pages in that decision all came out of our amicus brief, and I was really excited about that.
That is the importance of the Second Amendment Foundation, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to discuss that before we let Alan go at the bottom of the hour. But, Alan, very quickly, we've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. Strict scrutiny, I know, is absolutely critical in this and is going to no doubt play a role, I think. You may correct me. If this, in fact, goes to an 11-panel en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit. And when we come back, I want to read you something from the LA Times piece about that, about the en banc panels now with Trump's appointments to the court. But that strict scrutiny, what exactly does that mean in a quick minute nutshell?
Well, that's the highest level of scrutiny courts give constitutional rights, like they give the First Amendment. And it's basically the first time we've gotten an appeals court to say strict scrutiny when it comes to, you know, banning, you know, magazines or guns or anything. Because in Heller and McDonald, the court basically said under any level of scrutiny, those laws were unconstitutional that banned handguns, but didn't really spell out for the appeals court exactly what that level should be. And we need that because courts have been abusing the Heller and McDonald decisions.
Okay, and that's what we need going forward. So you see how this ties in together, listener, when we talk about Heller and McDonald, et cetera. All of this ties in, and now we've got this Ninth Circuit three-judge panel. Now, remember, we won this at the lower level. The judge initially kept his ruling. About a week, millions of magazines were flowing into California. Then he issued a stay against his own ruling until the three-judge panel could hear it. The three-judge panel, months later, April 4th, is when they heard the case. May, June, July, August. There you go. And the three-judge panel ruled 2-1 that high-capacity magazine bans are, in fact, unconstitutional and ruled it with strict scrutiny, saying that, guess what? That would actually wipe out, for Californians, half of all magazines in the country. When we come back, we're going to dig a little bit deeper with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender
Coffee, every single cup defends your right
to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie.
Donald Owens, welcome in for the first time, bro.
The Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't.
John Kiefer, yes, 92, 9:20 a.m.
Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette
live
with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Love that Sebastian Gorka rejoin. There we go. We'll wait till that dies out. Love that Sebastian Gorka rejoin. Absolutely love it. And some great comments coming in. If you're listening to us on over 200 radio stations around the country, great to have you with us. All our new affiliates, you know who you are. I'll try to get to some of you later today. We mentioned some last week. Great to be with you. Hope you're enjoying the program as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, and many of you are, great to be with you. Some great comments coming in. If you're watching on your television screens in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, we're in the house with you, all right? Just some quick comments for Alan Gottlieb here so he knows. If you're not a member of SAF, Edward asks, what are you waiting for? And then we've got another one here from Scott Allen, says, Southern Cal ears just perked up. Scott, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. You guys are a roller coaster ride out there in California land. And then Rick Huggins jumps in. Hello, Mark. Rick from Ringgold, still loving the North American Arms pistol. Rick won the North American Arms giveaway, and he won a North American Arms out of my safe. Rick, that's great to hear. I'm glad I was able to get that to you, and I'm glad you love it. Also, some great news coming out of the ninth. Dan says, when Alan is happy, that means it's a good day. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back. We're getting a lot of positive feedback on this ninth circus, on this ninth, see, it's a habit for me, on the ninth circuit court. Alan, welcome back in, my friend. There we go. Sean, we bring it back in. Welcome back in, Alan. All right, Sean, do we have Alan?
Hello?
Yep, there he is. Sean, can you hear me okay?
Good to be back, Mark.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good. Welcome back in, my friend. Sorry about that. Sometimes that happens. We've got a lot of really positive comments out there on the Facebook stream, Alan, and you know, people are really happy. They say if Alan Gottlieb is happy, we're happy. Let me mention quickly from the LA Times that they say, but even now, because we believe, Alan, and I'll ask you this before we flip to a couple other topics here. Do we expect this to go to the 11-member panel? How does that work? Is it automatic? Who asks for it? What happens?
It's not automatic. And let me explain the mechanism. Usually the losing party is the one who petitions to hear it in banc. However, it is possible that any judge in the Ninth Circuit could move to, for them to hear it, and sometimes it, on a judge's own, you know, want, they take it. They've done that in the Ninth Circuit before, so it could happen where nobody really wants it to appeal it, but some judge wants to rehear it anyway. So that, and with an anti-gun chief justice of the Ninth Circuit, so to speak, surely that could happen. But by and large, they need a vote of various judges to say, yes, we're going to take it. And so we'll see. My feeling, Mark, is that it's hard to believe that the gun prohibition lobby, right, and movement in California is going to want to sit back and not do it, because if they don't, it becomes the law in all the states the Ninth Circuit represents. On the other hand, they could also, by the way, directly appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, too. Mm-hmm. But if the U.S. Supreme Court chose not to take the case, it would stand as well. So this one would be in our favor if it didn't take it. Of course, if they did take it and they ruled in our favor, it would become the law of the land, and that's what we really want. And we've been pushing for a strict scrutiny ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court so it applied nationwide. And so this is an interesting case.
Good.
It's, you know, while the court chose not to take other Second Amendment cases, we're back before them again. And there's, you know, still the Second Amendment Foundation case also out of California known as Rodriguez, which deals with gun confiscation.
Right.
That's also still before the high court as well.
So, you listeners, you hear, this is why the Second Amendment Foundation, and I'm going to give the shameless plug here, as a member of the Board of Directors of the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, sister organization with the Second Amendment Foundation, under the chairman of the board, Alan Gottlieb, I want to tell you that the commenter on Facebook was right. If you're not a member of the Second Amendment Foundation, ask yourself why. It's $15 for an annual membership. A life membership is $150. These cases that Alan is talking about are what puts us in the courts. Yes, Alan.
Yeah, I still need to jump in, though, that this particular case, Duncan versus Pequera,
is not an SAF case. Right.
It's the California Rifle and Pistol Association case. They deserve some credit for that. And so does the Farms Policy Coalition and some other groups that joined in the amicus that we filed.
Gotcha.
So it's a cumulative joint effort, maybe you could say.
Cumulative joint effort. There you go. With these cases, dozens of them being fought in courtrooms around the country, Second Amendment Foundation either has got the attorneys on the case or an amicus brief in it. Their fingers are in this. We need your help. All right. Here's what the LA Times said. But even now, Democratic appointees are likely to be more reluctant to ask for 11-judge panels to review conservative decisions because the larger en banc panels chosen randomly might be dominated by Republican judges. And that goes right back to your, if in fact they're actually random, and you doubt that as I do, right?
Well, some of the judges that have been picked to be on these courts, it's always hard to believe that the lopsided majorities could have been done randomly. I mean, it was some of the anti-gun panels that have been put there in banc were almost like, you know, winning the lottery to get those judges on there.
Right.
So I do have some doubts sometimes, especially with an anti-gun, you know, head justice of the Ninth Circuit that does everything he can to mess over gun rights.
Well, I mean, obviously, when too many coincidences line up, we have to start asking whether they're coincidences. Okay, great news on the Ninth Circuit. We'll take it for now, and hopefully we'll win it at the en banc. If not, hopefully we'll win it at the Supreme Court, and hopefully strict scrutiny, the court will finally give us what we're looking for. But it takes time. This is how it works. This is how the process plays out. Biden, Kamala Harris, something's changing on this ticket every day. Correct to say this is the most anti-gun ticket in American history? It's got to be in my lifetime, Alan. I can't think of anything much worse.
Well, if it isn't, it's at least a tie. I mean, Hillary Clinton and Kane weren't exactly great. Barack Obama and Biden together weren't exactly great. But the fever pitch of Biden's comments that are anti-gun and Kamala Harris talking about if she were the presidential candidate, she'd do it by executive order in her first 100 days in office. And Biden wanted to have Beto O'Rourke be his gun czar, who's for gun confiscation. It doesn't warm our hearts, so to speak.
Yeah, and you know, with the shift in the party, with the shift, even since Clinton and even since Obama Biden, the party has shifted so far left. Biden is moving in that direction. I don't suspect we're going to see that move back to the center to get a little bit more quote unquote moderate, even though the left wing media is trying to present Kamala Harris as moderate. They're being laughed at amongst themselves for that. But they are. I don't see anything positive here at all. And what concerns me more than anything is I believe that the winner of the presidential election is also probably going to either keep or flip that Senate, Alan. That has me really concerned. What about yourself?
I agree, and I'm also worried about if Biden becomes president, he's probably going to have at least one, if not two, solid shots at putting judges on the U.S. Supreme Court. Would you flip the U.S. Supreme Court against us to the extent we might not get it back for decades?
Carter.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern of all. So I'm going to leave it with this. We're getting ready to come to the bottom of the hour. Let me thank you, Alan, for being here, and I'll take it to the break with this. If you didn't catch what Alan just said, the 2016 election, Trump's election for the Supreme Court, was vital. From our rights now, as we see what's happened with Roberts and other dynamics in play, if Biden wins this election, the Supreme Court and at the circuit court levels across the country in these lifetime appointments, we see how important they are now. It's even more important than it was in 2016, if that's even possible. And it is. Who would have thunk it? Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Join us, won't you please, at saf.org. $15. Couch change. Become a life member. $150. We'll be back with Dr. John Lott. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Welcome back indeed inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's the great Andy Hoosier. KQAM listeners, you are tuned in right now. We love you up there in Wichita, Kansas. Can't wait to see you soon. We do a lot of work with Andy. He's awesome. Love having him with that rejoiner. And of course, we're on the Leadslinger's microphone. And all of this, if you're watching on television or if you're watching on the live stream, you can see behind me in the studio here, is brought to to you by X Insurance. XInsurance.com. Check them out. We will be just, there's a lot coming down the pike, and we're thrilled to be partnered with X, and they're thrilled to be presenting this program to you from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. Okay, you know, Montana, you're listening in a number of cities across the state of Montana today, and I got to tell you, I can't figure you guys out. I haven't been, you guys are just the epitome of Western rugged individualism. Yet you got Democrats in control out there. You could possibly flip the Senate because of Montana. Our gun rights are on the line. Montana is a state of independence, of hunters, of anglers, of sportsmen, individuals who love the right to keep and bear arms. And I just don't, it's tough for me. I've mentioned it before over the last couple of years. It's difficult for me to figure out what's actually going on in Montana. Well, we're going to get a little bit of insight on that because Dr. John Lott, the founder of crimeresearch.org, by the way, crimeresearch.org, and you can visit them at crimeresearch.org. That's the Crime Prevention Research Center. Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and a whole host of other books, joins me now. John, welcome into the show with me. How are you, my friend?
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and thanks for jumping in on short notice. I do appreciate that very much. John, I found your piece in the Missoulian to be quite interesting. I'm serious about that. I've never really been able to figure out Montana. Can you explain to me why we are where we're at in Montana? Because, and I'll just give you, listener, the title of the piece. At the Missoulian, this election will determine the future of private gun ownership in the U.S. John doesn't mince words. Take it away, John.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm actually living in Montana right now, and the last few days have had just constant ads by Steve Bullock, who's the Democratic governor of the state, and he's running for the U.S. Senate, saying that he's a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights and that he will make sure that he preserves them when he's in the Senate. You know, the thing is, right now, as you mentioned, who wins Montana is very likely to determine which party controls the Senate. And Steve Daines has been a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. Bullock, though, has vetoed one bill after another in the state legislature, you know, recently one that would control some localities with the state preemption law, make it stronger so that they can't put a lot of regulations on gun ownership in some of the more liberal, you know, college town parts of the state. And but, you know, who controls the Senate is going to determine a couple things. One, it's going to determine whether the filibuster is removed. Mm-hmm. From Biden to Kamala Harris to even Obama to leading Democrats in the Senate have said that if the Democrats take control of the Senate and Biden wins, they're going to remove the filibuster rule. The filibuster may sound arcane, but what it does right now is it requires a 60-vote majority in order to go and overcome a filibuster, what they call cloture. And that basically requires that you have to have bipartisan support for a bill because no party controls 60 votes. It's kind of would be like the way the House operates now. And if they get rid of the filibuster, they're going to be able to pass things with just simple majorities. You know, 50 votes in the Senate plus whoever the vice president is going to be able to pass legislation. And they're going to be able to pass, I mean, if you just read the Democratic Party platform right this year, they're talking about everything from registration and licensing of guns to making it so that gun makers and gun sellers can be sued if somebody ever uses their gun in the commission of a crime or causes an accident with it. And it's essentially would be putting them out of existence. The other thing is the courts. You know, people talk about all the 200 judges that Trump has been able to get confirmed to the federal courts. But the thing is, the courts were so far out of balance, he's just been able to bring them right into rough balance now. The Democrats control the circuit courts. for 24 states, and as well as the District of Columbia Circuit Court, which is by far the second most important court in the country, Republicans 26. But the Supreme Court, as you know, has been fairly paralyzed in doing anything to restrict those courts. You have the thing is, the circuit courts that the Democrats control are for states that the Democrats tend to control the governors or the state legislatures. And they're, you know, it's California and New York. They're passing one gun control law after another. And these circuit courts that are controlled by the Democrats are just approving everything that, that comes up, at least when it comes to the en banc type decisions where the entire circuit rules and whoever controls the circuit has their way there. I mean, the Republican and Democratic judges probably are more divided on the gun issue than they are in any other issue that comes up. And right now, Montana has John Tester, a Democrat, who votes for he voted for Sonia Mayor and Elena Kagan, who are strongly against a notion that people have an individual right to self-defense. And he voted against people like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Daines, the Republican senator, has voted the other way on both of those. He's voted to support judges and justices who would support an individual right to self-defense. Bullock, though, would provide one more vote against them. And if he's there, you can be sure that the types of judges that would be appointed and confirmed would be ones that would be like the current Democratic justices on the Supreme Court. And so lots at stake, both in terms of legislation, because if the Democrats just need a simple majority, all the bills that they want to have on gun control would easily pass because all the Democrats will vote for them.
You know, John, I'm on record. I was just talking with Mr. Gottlieb about this in the previous segment, that it is my position, and he agreed with that, and we've talked about it both privately and on air, that whoever wins the White House is going to either keep the Senate or flip the Senate. And this Montana seat is critical, 100% critical. And as you mentioned, and this is what I don't understand about Montana. Montana, you're listening in a number of cities today. You know, do the right thing. I mean, your entire way of life is at stake here. The rest of the country is watching what happens. You've got the rest of us on the ropes here. And John Tester, who has voted for Kagan and Sotomayor, this flies in the face of the way Montanans live their lives, John. I've never really quite understood why Montana is the way it is out there right now when you look at what's at stake as you've laid it out in the piece. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, again, one more time, the Missoulian, and you can get it. You can just go to crimeresearch.org and find it, and everything that John does. You can donate there, everything. You can buy his books there. You can read everything. You can listen to his interviews, watch his television stuff. It's all there at crimeresearch.org. But you'll find it just about halfway down the page, a couple columns down. This election will determine future of private gun ownership in the U.S. John, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to go a little bit more into that party platform that you were mentioning, the Democrat Party platform. That was a Freudian slip, by the way, if you caught that, listeners and viewers, okay? I hope you did. I can't wait to go back and listen to that. But the Democrat Party platform, the draft of it right now, and I want to compare that, as I've done it on the daytime show, to Biden's own website and lay it out and get John's thoughts on my opinion as to what it means, just the top three. I haven't even talked about the other 50. Just the top three things he wants to do. I'm talking with Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, crimeresearch.org. You can go and check out everything he does at that website. It's all there for you. We'll be back with Dr. John Lott right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
With the alarming spike in COVID cases this month, shoppers have been trying to stock up on PPE products such as sanitizer, disinfectants, and wipes. Target, Walmart, and Costco are restricting shoppers, placing limits on these products. Several big box stores began limiting customers to just one PPE product per person. Here's some good news, finally. You no longer need to drive from store to store in search of these must-have health supplies and personal protective products. Pulse TV has created an exclusive Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit. This nine-piece set is equipped with products like hand sanitizer, sanitizing spray, and even a protective germ key. And it comes in a convenient carrying bag so you can take it with you when you're on the go, and it can be easily stored in your car, making this the perfect travel companion. But you must hurry. There has been a massive rush to get these into states that are seeing a spike in cases, and inventory could run out at any time. To learn more about Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. If you were watching on any of the streams or the television, you saw that I'm drinking some coffee in here. I'm out. I'm going to have to walk down the hall here and get some more at the top of the hour. This is the time I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, please. Lead Slingers. This is the Lead Slingers microphone. LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. Enter your zip code. Find out where their fine products are distributed near you. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. 15% off at the site on everything. If you join the coffee club, you get free shipping and not the 15%. Take your pick. My wife and I get 3 bags a month delivered. Crossbreed Holsters. On the website, 15% off on a couple different products out there. And this week, we're going to start hearing from N8 Tactical Holsters as well. I've been carrying in one. We'll talk about it on the weekday show. Second Amendment Foundation, of course, we heard that with Alan Gottlieb. And North American Arms. North American Arms. We saw that Rick is in the show watching from the Facebook stream. He won the North American Arms out of my safe a few months ago. Glad that he's still loving that. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AAR. Please continue to support Mike Lindell. He supports this program. He supports President Trump. He supports prayer. He supports everything they hate about him. And that's why we support him, because he supports us as well. And that's part of what they hate about him, is his support for Armed American Radio. So really stick it to him by buying a pillow. I mean, it's that simple. Or a sheet or a towel or a bed, you know, pillow or a pet bed for your dog or a mattress top or something. And use that promo code AAR. We appreciate it very much. And then, of course, we've got frontsite.com. Frontsite.com. It's frontsite.com/Mark. And take advantage of that free $2,000 training course for 4 days out there. You can use it whenever you choose or not. It's up to you. And pulsetv.com/armed. The 9-piece germ kit built for Armed American Radio for you is ready to rock and roll. You can text it over there. It's really simple to do. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445, or just visit pulsetv.com/armed, and you will see it there. We just flash it up on the screen for you. Dr. John Lott, welcome back, my friend. I want to jump right over to, I'm going to kind of forego the Democrat Party platform draft, because it's not as bad as Biden's, I didn't think. I don't think anything could get as bad as Biden's. Let's go through the three things that concern me, because, Dr. Lott, this shows that we've been right, that they do, in fact, want confiscation, and that universal background checks do, in fact, lead to registration, which then leads to confiscation. Biden's laid it out. He wants to ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Then, while he's working on doing that with a Congress that would be friendly, he's going to use executive authority to ban the importation of assault weapons. So there he lays that out right now. But what about the millions that are already in American hands, the most popular rifle in the country? He wants to regulate them under the National Firearms Act, thereby creating a national registry and, of course, a national background check, a universal background check. And then his third one is he wants to buy those back or force you into the NFA. That's confiscation. Am I missing something here?
I mean, I'm sure the whole point of having these background checks on private transfers of guns is so that they have a record of everybody who gets guns, not just buying a new gun, but any transfers that they have. You know, because they keep pushing for these background checks on private transfers after every mass public shooting. But you and I know, and one of the things I go through in my new book, Gun Control Myths, is that there's not one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if such a national law had been in effect. And I think they basically are pushing it for two reasons. One is just to make it more costly for people to have guns. We've talked before about all the mistakes in the background check system, that virtually everybody who gets stopped is a law-abiding citizen who simply has a name similar to a prohibited person. We've talked about the costs that are there. I mean, it's, you know, in some places, and like Washington, D.C., it's $125 to privately transfer a gun. In New York City, it's $200.
Right.
A place like Oregon, it may be $55. So it's their way of taxing gun ownership. But the third thing is the point that you're bringing up, and that is, you know, they just want to be able to have a list of people who own guns. And so at some point in the future, they can go and take them from those individuals.
Yeah, I could go farther into this. I mean, the top three that he mentions, listeners, is exactly what we've talked about over the years. I mean, of course, he doesn't come out and tell you that. He can't come out and say that to you. That's why they lie about it. It's a lie of omission. Yeah, unfortunately, there's stupid people out there. Then they go into, of course, John, the hate crime loophole, that, you know, that's all these made-up terms, the Charleston loophole, the hate crime loophole, fugitive from justice loophole is a new one. They want to end the online sale of firearms and ammunition. Online sale, regardless, online sale, any sale that's made between individuals still has to go through a federal licensed dealer. The background check still applies. They fail to tell you that. You know, just one right after the other. Then they want to incentivize state extreme risk laws, which means pay the states money to set up extreme risk laws, ERPOs, to, in other words, forced confiscation laws with absolutely zero due process. It's unbelievable to me, John, but not. I mean, we anticipated this. So from your perspective right now, Kamala Harris has come out in the past and said, I'm a gun, because here's what I think she's going to do. She's going to try to play one of us. She's already done it before. I'm a gun owner. And I put bad people away. But she's a gun owner who supports all of this. So is she really one of us, John? That's a kind of a rhetorical question, but you know her history.
Well. I think she's, I mean, I can't think of any particular gun control law that she's not in favor of. Biden has also come out strongly. I mean, Biden was in charge of gun control push during the Obama administration. He's already promised that Beto O'Rourke is going to be his gun controls are. So people have at least a pretty good idea where he's coming from on these things. But, you know, that's the normal rhetoric that they have, just like Steve Bullock we were talking about before. They go out, they say they're for the Second Amendment, but in terms of practice, they would put judges on the courts, for example, who don't even believe that there is an individual right to self-defense. Look, the Heller and McDonald decisions were very simple. All they said was the government could not completely ban all guns or an entire category of guns. If the Second Amendment means anything, it means you can't ban all guns. And so the Democrats that have been put on the Supreme Court,
30.
Democrats who have been put on lower courts, they don't believe that there is an individual right to self-defense. If the Democrats take control of the Supreme Court, and they're one vote away from doing that, and of course Roberts is, you need another Republican on there just to balance off Roberts for sure, they're going to overturn the Heller and McDonald decisions.
Sure. Well, they've made that
and
clear.
And there'll be no meaning to the Second Amendment anymore. It won't even ban
130
from being able to ban all guns.
John, I've got to stop you there. We're getting ready to end this hour. I apologize, but you're right on the money. Let me take this opportunity. John Lott, thank you very much for everything you do. The new book is Gun Control Myths, and you can find the new book, of course, at crimeresearch.org. You can also donate there. You can read everything John puts out, all of his op-eds, etc. You can buy his books, you can donate, and you can help him. John's the only one getting this voice out there in papers and across the country and national media, etc. Lots of great work over there at crimeresearch.org. Please reach out and help him if you can. We would appreciate that very much, and I know he would as well. Montana, come on, step up to the plate, man. I can't figure you guys out. In the meantime, here's what we're going to do. Coming back next, James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, just whipped the FBI. We're going to find out exactly what happened. Don't go away. He's coming up next along with Neil McCabe. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. We'll be right back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.